some of the work drug and organised crime team have done, they've sort of uncovered very serious criminality involving criminals from England and Wales, mainly the Merseyside area. That's uncovered a number of things where we've identified vulnerable adolescents. We've also found vulnerable adults as well involved in that. It's people who are in our community who are vulnerable for a number of reasons who are being specifically targeted and exploited. The beauty about our island is we know an awful lot of the people involved. We know who they are, and we're not talking about hundreds and hundreds where it becomes completely overwhelming for services to deal with them. This is a small number of people that if we work together better and we share information, then we'll be able to help them better.
So what is the modus operandi of the perpetrator?
For the sexual exploitation, it might be they target someone who is younger than them, and they will shower them with gifts. They will look to try and exploit them sort of sexually, where they become beholden to them. And then they can find themselves in a spiral where that can lead to other things. And in relation to the drugs matters, it starts with people accepting packages for people at houses, delivering packages to put things which are contained with drugs.
Going forward, what's the authorities going to do?
We've started a pilot scheme called a daily exploitation meeting. So in essence, what that is a number of professionals meet daily, and we will share information appropriately to see if we can identify people who are potentially vulnerable. And that can go a number of ways. That can go into a statutory safeguarding route, or it might be some low-level intervention that a single agency can look to try and address.